In his landscapes, after the turn of the century, Schofield began painting in a bold and dynamic style. March Snow is one example of this development. Notice the foreground, specifically towards the mid-left in the area where the light is bright. Schofield uses touches of bright oranges to show the effect light has when cast on the dry grass. In this area, the brushstrokes are dense and the paint is applied thickly. This technique, called impasto, creates dynamism and forces the viewer to travel along the path till it moves off the canvas in the bottom right-hand corner. Schofield's use of color, texture, and representation of light in March Snow is vivid, energetic, and apparently was too similar to the style of a close colleague and friend, Edward Redfield. As a student at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts, Schofield befriended other Impressionist artists such as John Sloan, William Glackens, and Edward Redfield. Years after his schooling, he would meet with these men weekly to collaborate and discuss painting. The friendship between the Pennsylvania Impressionists became strong, especially between Schofield and Edward Redfield. Up until 1904, the two were in constant communication, either in person or through letters. However, the friendship ended because of jealousy on behalf of Redfield and deceit on behalf of Schofield. Redfield discussed an idea for a new landscape for the Carnegie Institute's annual exhibition. Schofield took this idea and created a similar landscape, which he then submitted to the exhibition. He won, leaving Redfield furious.